This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Refugees by the hundreds of thousands, as we have all heard, have been trying to get to Europe this year from places like Syria and Iraq, risking their lives to escape violence and economic hardship, crowded refugee camps, and increasingly hostility from the locals. But a growing number of people are returning to northern Iraq specifically because what they found in Europe was far from what they had hoped for. The BBC's Jim Muir reports from northern Iraq.
In the Baharka camp for displaced Iraqis near Erbil, Saad Kamal's daughters say they've been here too long, and they ask, why don't they give us houses and the other things we need? They're among nearly 3 million Iraqis who fled their homes. Some try to make it to Europe, but Saad himself says there's no place like home.
We've been 2 years in these camps. We are a family of eight. People like their own country. Some who went to Europe or Turkey came back. What we want is to go home soon, if it's safe.
Saad and his family fled from Mosul, so did their neighbor, Akram. He didn't want to give his full name because he still has relatives living there under so-called Islamic State. We'd like to leave, Akram said, because we have no future in Iraq. Some friends went and were given houses and jobs, and there were schools for the kids. But we don't have the money to make the journey, so we're stuck here. The last few months have seen a significant drop in the number of migrants reaching Europe through Greece or Italy. Sandra Black from the International Organization for Migration says that's been accompanied by a big increase in people actually returning to Iraq from Europe.
First 8 months of 2015, we had 100 average returnees per month. But since then, it's drastically increased. This past month, we had nearly 1,000 Iraqis who requested ILM assistance to return home.
Safin Ismail, an Iraqi Kurd, is another of those who came back. He made it to Germany last year, but after 3 months, there was no prospect of a residence or work permit, so he came back.
By the time I got there, Germany was flooded with the refugees, and they stopped giving residence permits. So there was no better life. Now that I am back, if you people tell me they want to go, I advise them not to.